Dr. Sean Riley from Tulsa Spine and Rehab joins us once again. As you know, Dr. Riley, it can be a bit daunting for a patient to visit for the first time. What can a new patient expect when they first set foot into Tulsa Spine and Rehab?
Sure. It's that unknown. And then in addition to that, it's those bad experiences that we've had in chiropractic offices or physicians' offices, physical therapist office, whatever it may be. And so it's kind of a, like you said, it's an unnerving situation. You know, you don't know who you're going to see. Hopefully you've done your research and you've gotten online and you were able to check us out before you came into the clinic. Maybe did a little homework on our bios and who we have and what we can do and so forth. So, you know, my goal with every patient that I sit down with is to, you know, try to make them somewhat comfortable with the situation. You know, every time we go into a physician's office or chiropractic office, we're there because something's wrong with us. Okay. So you got a little heightened sense of anxiety right off the bat. And then, like I said, secondary to that, it could be a bad experience or just the unknown or the environment you're not really familiar with. So I really, you know, that my staff and, you know, all of us here, we're really big on making that first visit, you know, a really good impression on the patient, you know, making them comfortable answering questions and so forth. I think that's very important. So, you know, we always ask the patients, you know, our staff, first off, we do everything we can, you know, try to leverage technology, emailing, faxing, all types of paperwork to them prior to coming in. So maybe at their convenience, they can take care of some of the paperwork. And, you know, we're just trying to get some, you know, clinical history and information on patients, get that taken care of. And so once they come in, you know, you'll be greeted at our front desk by one of our schedulers. And then I'm also, another thing that I'm really, really big on is, you know, getting patients back in a timely manner. So Scott, I'm sure that last time you went to your primary care physician, your appointment was at 11:30 and you might have moseyed back about noon. Yeah. And so, I recognize that patient's time is just as important as my time. So if someone scheduled at 11:30 with me, then I want to get them back in a timely manner and get it going. So when they get back here, we're going to sit down and we're going to chat about, you know, their history. So if you're into my office for some low back pain, we're going to go through a history. I want to figure out if there's any, I call them comorbidities or, you know, aggravating factors, which potentially could, you know, contribute to the problem. If there was a significant history of trauma or injury, or heaven forbid, if there was some cancer or something serious, we want to take all these things into consideration. So I spend a fair amount of time with my patients just visiting with them about, you know, what their condition is and other things that's going on. What's their activity level like? Well, you know, how much do they exercise? What do they do for a living? You know, that's obviously a question I always want to know. I mean, do you sit behind a desk for 9 hours a day, or are you out lifting boxes? So, you know, sit down, we'll go through a comprehensive history, and then we'll work into a physical. And, you know, our physicals are really similar to our physical examination to other offices. You know, we want to look at range of motion, and we want to look at, are you tender to palpation? Are you sore in different areas? Neurological exams. We want to check reflexes and sensory stuff, if indicated. Orthopedic type exams. And all these things that we do, you know, we start building a little bit of a story on you. And it gives us some ideas that, you know, you might have you might have one of five things going on. And so from there, I want to narrow it down. What we do here a little differently, and I've spoken about this in the past, is we do selective functional movement assessments where we determine, you know, biomechanically where you have limitations, whether it's with flexion or extending or rotating. And so that's another, you know, layer of information that I'm able to gain from that type of exam, which lets me look at someone comprehensively. So let's say you're in for low back and, you know, I determined that, you know, obviously the low back is the pain generator, but you're really tight in your hips and your thoracic spine or your mid back. And so those are areas that we want to address. What I don't do is I don't shoot x-rays. I sold my x-ray unit 7-8 years ago. And I think that x-ray is a really important diagnostic tool. However, I think it's overused. So if you come in with acute low back pain or just general low back pain, my exam's pretty much going to tell me what I need to know to treat you appropriately. And I don't need to shoot x-rays on you. That being said, I sometimes see patients and their exam tells me one thing and I might need imaging, whether it's x-ray, MRI, CT. So I do believe in those, you know, diagnostic studies. I just don't think that I need to shoot x-rays on every single patient that walks in the door. And from there, you know, I want to sit down. I want to tell the patient what I found in their exam, what their problem is. That is so very important. I feel like so many times that we leave our doctor's office and we're like, I don't know what just happened. What is my problem? And then next, I want to tell them how we're going to fix it. You know, it just, it as a patient, I want to know, okay, tell me what's wrong and then exactly how we're going to take care of it. And then, you know, all folks are different. You know, some patients are like, okay, just give me the Cliff Notes version. Other folks are, show me some pictures, show me a video, show me some, you know, very specific type things. So they know what their problem is. They know how long, or they know how we're going to fix it. And then typically how long it's going to take. Chiropractic side of it, you know, my average treatment visit's 4 to 6. So we're really focused on, you know, managing symptoms as quickly as we possibly can, and then showing them things to do on their own, whether it's self-management or, you know, trunk stability or, you know, stretching or strengthening. Those are really important things. And then the advantage also that we have here, if I see a patient, Scott, and you come in and I don't think you're a candidate for chiropractic, then I'm going to maybe get you over to a physical therapist. Maybe get you to see one of the massage therapists or maybe the fitness instructor. So that's that whole comprehensive integrated approach that we have here at Tulsa Spine and Rehab.
And that is one of the things that makes Tulsa Spine and Rehab unique, is that range of services. Now, it's likely if someone comes in to see you, they're experiencing pain. And you have described that first visit, you spent a lot of time learning about that situation so you can customize a plan for that patient. Can the patient expect any kind of tips or any kind of pain relief at all after that first visit? Anything that you can do or suggest, even in that first visit, that might help with the pain?
Absolutely. Okay. And one of the other issues that I have with a lot of offices as well is that, you know, they're all about, you know, examining and x-rays and trying to determine, you know, what the problem is, and then you're going to come back. Well, that doesn't make any sense. If you're in my office, something's wrong with you. So we're going to do everything we possibly can to get you some relief, whether if that's an adjustment or a manipulation on the first visit or massage or some form of stretching, or maybe we visit about activity modification or doing things differently at your office or your job, or a certain stretch or something in that regard that will make you feel better. So it's so important too that when the patient, when they leave my office, okay, our office here, they not only know what their problem is, how we're going to fix it and how long it's going to take, but they also hopefully feel a little bit better. And that doesn't mean to, you know, that doesn't say that every time a patient comes in, they're going to, the problem's taken care of, but mentally they'll have some things to do. You know, they'll have a plan. They'll have, you know, they did get some relief in the office. We gave them some recommendations. But we're going to try to treat, and we're going to try to do something on that first visit as well.
The team at Tulsa Spine and Rehab is ready to help you, whether you're experiencing pain and discomfort, or maybe you have some fitness goals you'd like to attain. Contact them today at 918-743-3737.